Good evening, everybody. It's certainly an honor to be here. My name is Fred Hubbell, and I'm a candidate for governor. I'd like to start by congratulating the award winners tonight for all the wonderful service they've done to our state, to the Democratic Party. Congratulate Troy Price on his election as party chair. But, you know, it's kind of unusual for me to be up here. I've been to a lot of these dinners. I've been to a lot of the Jackson Day dinners, and I've always been out there. I've never been up here. This is a very different feeling. But you know what? It's pretty exciting because we got a great group of Democratic candidates for governor. We're going to win that election. My great-great-grandfather moved here at age 16 to Iowa, started a bunch of businesses, lived to be 90 years old. Some of those businesses were pretty successful. I worked in one of them, Yonkers, 18 stores all across the state, traveled all over Iowa many times, visiting all those stores, helping all those employees be successful. Then I worked for Equitable Life of Iowa, one of the companies he started. Again, traveling all over the state, building that business. When I got done in the private sector, I went to work in the public sector. Got asked by the governor to take on the Iowa Power Fund as chair of that board and help lead Iowa to be a leader in renewable energy, renewable fuels for the future. Then I was asked by the governor to take over the Iowa Department of Economic Development because we had a film tax credit scandal that was costing Iowans millions of taxpayer dollars. I went in there and we fixed that up. You know, I met my wife, Charlotte Hubbell, in law school at the University of Iowa. Later on, we moved to Des Moines, raised our kids, started our family, public school education, and they got a great education in Iowa. We were proud of our educational system. And we had a reason to be proud because it was a great educational system in our state. But you know what? When I traveled around the state last week, a lot of workshops all across the state, I had a student up at UNI tell me that she has to work four jobs just to pay tuition. I had a teacher here in Des Moines say that she struggles to accomplish what she wants as a teacher because so many kids in her class come to school with empty stomachs. They can't concentrate. They can't sit down and pay attention. And then there was the father up in northwest Iowa whose son lost his favorite teacher because he moved to Minnesota, that teacher did, for better pay and better benefits and bargaining rights because he lost them in Iowa. That's what the legislature and the governor are doing to all of us all across Iowa. They're hurting our economy, and they're passing a lot of legislation that is undermining the core values that would have built our state. That's not acceptable. I can't sit on the sidelines any longer and let this continue. That's why I'm running for governor. We need to change this. We need to take back our state. The stakes are very important, folks. We need to change the priorities. We need to invest in good jobs with higher incomes for more people in more places all across our state. We need to invest in better job training and better education for everybody. We need to make sure that Iowa provides access to good quality health care to everybody in our state and that we preserve our topsoil while protecting our water quality. These things can be done. These things can be done, but we need to invest in a strong ground game all across our state. We need to, everybody in this room and all the other activists in our state, we need to band together and build strong county parties all across our state so that they can go to work investing in the people of Iowa because those are the people who can lead our state back to where it should be. That's what I did when I ran those businesses and economic development office. Invested in the people who were there, supporting them with training, supporting them with respect and support so they could do their jobs to make their businesses and the public sector successful. That's how it works, from the ground up. We need to get started right away in this special election down in Fairfield. We all need to be supporting that election to win. My wife and I are volunteering down there, knocking on doors in the next week or two. I encourage all of you in this room to get down there. Phil Miller needs our support to win that election. You know, I've spent my life, my career, as a job creator all over central Iowa and other parts of Iowa, building community for a lot of people all across our state. And at the same time, when I've been asked to help in the public sector, to help out agencies that needed support, or to fix jobs, I've volunteered to do that. Paul Wellstone once said, if you really believe in what you believe, you should be willing to fight for it. Now, if you're not willing to fight for it, then you probably don't believe in it. I'm here to tell you, I believe in fighting for Iowa. I believe in fighting for Iowans. And if we work together, we can bring back our Iowa and make it grow again. Thank you.